Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. So, we'll see how we're doing tonight. Had a little audio problem here, but I think it might be fixed. So maybe you people on the fast chat might just indicate if you're hearing me fine. And Carrie, you want to do a little sound check there?
Yes, absolutely. Hi, everybody. So Saturday night on station 2. So hopefully you can hear both
of us.
Hi, everybody.
Just fine.
I hear you, Ron. Okay. Do you hear me okay?
I am Starla.
Yeah, you sound good to me. So.
Okay, great. So it's December the 10th.
I'm sure you all still know. And you're listening to
CBSRadio.com. Yep. Okay, good. Everything sounds fine to me. So back to you, Ron.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. Let's bring in some peace energy. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And bring in some more. Just kind of sit back and relax here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, some more peace energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So it's Genesis No Sound on Saturday again. Streaming live, station 2. Show's on now, so I guess we're probably on. We'll see what happens. So I guess it is because they're saying show is live now. So let's talk about some clearings. We could talk about the timeline crashing, and then we'll go to the light ship in a little bit here. So, Carrie, have you had any questions on the or email sent to you about people doing either timeline crashing or the clone healing?
Well, I am hearing from people that one of the main themes with the clone clearing that you're doing on Monday, Ron, is that people are finding they have a lot more energy than they had before, just general life force energy, I guess, and I know I've been experiencing that too. Most noticeably, on I think it was the 1-2 weeks ago, I think I mentioned on the show before I had to take my trash out in the middle of that hour when you were doing the clone clearing, and I just was having big surges of energy to the point where I felt like I really should go for a run. I had so much energy, and other people I know, I don't know if they wanted to go for a run, but I think it was Kathy was telling me that she was zooming around doing loads of housework all of a sudden when either on that call or right after it or that evening or something. So, and I know other people have been mentioning on the fast chat and some people who've called in over the last few weeks. So that does seem to be a theme with the clone clearing. And I'm seeing, I'll just say quickly here, Ron, that people are hearing us, so the audio sounds okay. Janice, I hope the phone line will be fixed shortly so Janice can hear. So I guess Janice is able to read the fast chat because she's typing in too. So, okay, all right. So BBS is just setting up that line now, so Janice will be able to hear shortly. So let's see. Maybe somebody can type in and tell Janice line will be live in just a minute, so she knows to redial back in. So Ron, that would really be what I would say about the clone clearing. For me, anyway, it seems to be an increased amount of energy during the day for getting things done and just sort of feeling more upbeat, kind of, and more alive, more life force energy is, I guess, what it is, right? When we get more of ourselves back.
Yeah, I don't know if the physical body really doesn't need a whole lot of sleep. You know, I'm assuming that it, could. But I think the clones are what's tiring the body out. So as you get rid of the clones, then the body doesn't need a lot of sleep. So that's probably what I'm looking at here. this is. My dog looks like
called
he
the Oprah
used
of radio
be.
By her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Baselli is blowing the doors off traditional talk radio. Get ready for powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific on BBSRadio.com. And visit the DrPatShow.com.
Goldfish or turtle or something. Look at them now. Just watch them. And you may actually maybe see them jerk, possibly. May change color. Many things can happen. So here we go. Do some decloning here. This will be doing on humans here on Mondays. Making you more human. So here we go. Decloning animals, pets, and your plants. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So, Carrie, back to you. We can get a call in, caller in if you want to, or a couple callers. Let's just wait for the callers to call here to find out what they felt with their animals and pets.
Okay, and Martha is mentioning that her face changed during the clone clearing, and she looks much younger. So that's really nice. Tina says, I was awake all last night and attended a full day anatomy workshop today. So sounds like Tina's doing well with a lack of sleep. So that's great. So the phone numbers today, if you'd like to call in, it is Saturday, so we're on station 2. The toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-429-5471, or try area code 530-413-4511. 4511. Excuse me. Okay, there are some comments, Ron, that we've got sound. Some people are hearing that. I didn't actually hear that on the line that I'm on, but apparently there is a commercial playing, so hopefully that's
I'm going to try on my computer here. Oh, no, just mute my line for a second.
Okay. So, Okay. All right. So apparently there shouldn't be anything now. So thanks for letting us know. So what was I just going to say? Oh, Jessica's saying, plastic-looking plant becoming real again. Wonderful. How neat. So that's Jessica's plant. Ron, are you still there, Ron? Have you come back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't we do, why don't everybody get a piece of food?
Oh.
You probably have something around that you might want to eat. And why don't you get some food and we'll make it real and just see if it tastes any different. I'm just curious here. You know, it could be potato chips, you know, or corn chips. Maybe you got a pickle in the refrigerator, you know, or something. Piece of toast or whatever. So we'll wait about a minute so you can get something there that you may choose to eat, and we will see if we can declone that and make it real. So if you're listening, Don, I hope that you got something you can munch on out there. This is Don on BBS, and we'll see if he can taste the difference here. And we'll find out from everybody else, too. So do get something to munch on, and it might even be a big bowl of ice cream, who knows, with hot fudge on it and the nuts and the cherries and chocolate, naturally, and we shall see. So I'll still wait about a minute here. It's really interesting when plants transform before your eyes and they become real. So anything to add to anything like that, Carrie?
Well, Marsha is saying it is so wonderful to look into the eyes of my real kitty cat. And, Yeah, my guy always seems to have his back to me when you're doing this, so I haven't been able to look into his eyes, but that's really neat, Marcia. Yeah, I don't see any other questions, so maybe everyone has retrieved a pickle from their fridge, Ron, and they're ready to go.
Yeah, so, okay, everybody. So hopefully you have something that you want to be eating. Okay, here we go. And just put it in front of you, and you can watch it. Here we go. So taking away the cloned energy of your food, making it real. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I'll just keep counting here, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30, and 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, and 40, 41, 42, 43, okay, there we go, 43. So taking out the 44th clone, whatever you're going to be eating here, making it real, I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, first look at it and see how it looks. And you might even see if it smells different, possibly. And then from there, have a taste of it and just see if it resembles what you have eaten before. I remember back in New York doing this here where I did a clone clearing on a lady, and she was eating this cupcake. And the cupcake had a lot of that frosting on it. It looked nice, but, you know, it was probably half an inch thick or something. And the clone that she was, and we were, you know, talking with her, liked eating that cupcake. And then I made her real, and she spit it out because it was just too, too sweet. And her body did not want to eat it, but the clones loved it. So we'll see if we get any comments here, and we'll see what's going on. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, while we're waiting for food comments, we'll... is saying that his dog is wagging its tail, and his hair is very shimmery from the one you did before. Oops, I just went too far ahead. Here we go. Let me just quickly look. There was something else I was going to read. Doina is saying also that she's been feeling more energy and vitality and feeling more alive since the Monday clearings, I assume that is about. So that's great. Tina's asking, any chance of doing clone clearings in the morning or afternoon, which is probably a request for tomorrow for your Sunday call, Ron. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. It's possible.
Okay.
I'm always in the moment, so we'll see if that's that could work into the 8-hour calls here. I don't know. Could do one or two of them, but it's mainly to get rid of the critters. So, don't know.
Okay, so, well, we have some chocolate cake and M&M's, and Kathy's got raw peanuts, and Randy's got an apple, and Everett's got some iceberg lettuce. So there's quite a buffet going on out there getting decloned. Let's have a look. Lynn is saying that hers tastes very good. Jay is saying smells more like chocolate. Stephanie's is frozen. Say again, Ron?
You can send me a piece. Is that who had the chocolate or smelled like chocolate or something? I thought they got one here. Man, I didn't eat it yet.
Oh.
And I'm slipping.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Got to see where I put it.
Did you declone yours?
Here it is. No. Okay, guys, I'm going to do this over again. Here we go. Something else. So this is one of Angelie's prime ones here that she makes.
Oh, yum.
very little sugar at all. In fact, there's no sugar in them in this here. So I'm just mouth is watering already. So here we go, everybody.
Bilocated over here.
Okay. So, so here we go. Get another piece of what you had. It could be the same one. And although you may want to try something else. So here we go. I'll just wait. Okay. Is there a call around? I heard a beep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anybody on the line?
Yep. Hi, Carrie.
Hi,
Ron.
Yes.
Hi, Everett.
It's Everett.
Hi, Everett.
I did the thing for the thing you just did for the food. I snapped a dog cookie in half, and I just held the one piece with my iceberg lettuce, and then I took both pieces of the dog cookie, and I held them in front of my dog, and the dog took the one you just decloned.
Oh, I've got a smart dog.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah. And that's it. Safe.
Well, what are you going to have decloned now? Oh, I think Everett's
nothing.
Gone. You there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay,
anyway,
I'll
let you go.
Right now?
Have you got another piece of food?
Yeah, just one more half piece of the dog food that the dog had.
Eat it yourself. I don't think I would do that.
No. No, no.
Since you got half left over.
For the dog. No, just for the dog. He's waiting on it.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Thank you.
So here we go.
I'm
going to declone the energy here and what you have to eat, or your dog has to eat. Here we go. Your cat has to eat. So one, two, three, four, five, and do watch it physically. See if it moves or anything. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 50, there we go. So 56, and you know, take out the 57th cloned energy, count to five to make it real. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So you still on the phone, Everett? If not, we'll see what anybody else has any comments here.
Well, Lynn is saying that her food is glowing with light. That's amazing and wonderful. Stephanie's is still frozen, so she has to wait till it thaws till she can eat it. Let's have a look. Tastes very good, says Lynn. I may have read that last time. I wonder if you guys are hearing. Yeah, some of you must be, or else you wouldn't be making these comments. But I guess Bette is saying no sound on 760 number. That's the phone number, I think. Let me just quickly take a peek. Yeah, the phone number. So, Don, if you're listening, I guess there's a problem on the call-in phone line still. So Janice probably can't hear either. Kathy says her peanuts taste better. So Rick is asking what it does. Is it revitalizing them, or what is it doing to the food, Ron, when you're decloning it?
Still eating my chocolate. Hang on.
You are a chocolate fiend, aren't you? Well,
this is my second one for the day, so.
Oh, okay. You're allowed then.
Give me about a half a minute.
Okay. So, well, in the meantime, Tina is asking for any suggestions to clear a pneumonia bacterial infection. And I know there is the infection body clearing, which is a whole life plus unlimited. And I would think probably the circulatory might be good for that. We're still waiting for the body jumpstart package to come, but it is getting ever closer. That will be coming soon. Elliot says, sea salt popcorn tastes like heaven. How are you going with your chocolate there, Ron?
I just think we made one of your TV channels real.
Oh, that's an interesting idea. It might be flagged.
Yeah, it'll come out of the screen at you. Anyway, I won't go into that.
Yeah.
So
pneumonia, infection. Well, before we move on.
Yeah, I think Tina's going to be on the call tomorrow, so so she's mentioning about the clone one tomorrow. So, yeah, just request that on the call. I'd probably do the infection body, but the circulatory does so much. I'll do a sample of the circulatory. Here we go, everybody. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Where were we, Carrie?
You were eating chocolate, and everybody's munching on their stuff, and we have more comments.
Something about the soldiers or something somebody was writing.
Elliot is asking if the Earth spirit is... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yeah. If the Earth spirit is leaving regardless, why send soldiers to fight for the Earth?
Well, they're fighting for you also.
Yeah.
So they're getting rid of the aliens that are abducting you. So not only is it for the Earth spirit, but the people on it, like yourself, they're trying to eliminate the abductions and stuff. So there's so much going on. I don't know if there's ever going to be an end to it. But the more that they do, the better you should start to feel. So, and people still live with emotions. So if there is any abduction out there, they'll find you from your emotions. And that's kind of the way life is here. So,
we remove
clones from Christmas tree. Yeah, I could try that. Or do that, I guess. I just have an issue of cutting down a tree just for Christmas, you know.
Yeah.
Not having it alive. And anyway, here we go. So if you have a Christmas tree or planned also, we'll see what we can do here. So I don't know what it's going to, if it'll do anything, because it's already basically dead. But we'll try it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, here we go, 93. So here's a 94th clone coming out, making it real now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. See if we have any comments here from people. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. There might be people with live trees too, Ron. I used to have one in a pot, you know, that was alive.
Yeah,
that, and
that's great.
Stick it in the garden after the holiday is over. Kay is asking, can we all get a clone clearing here? So the clone clearings that Ron is doing on the show for all these different things, it is working for everybody's pets and everybody's plants, the trees and stuff. I don't know that you're doing people on the show, Ron, but these others are working for everyone's pets and stuff.
Yeah, I only do the clone ones for people that are on the conference call on Monday. So far the Mondays are when we're having the calls. I think this would be, what, the fifth one, I think, I believe.
At least, yeah.
I think we did the fourth one was last time. This would be the fifth call for clones. It's only $20, so. And I think we went maybe an hour and a half or a couple of times. So if you're interested in seeing what it is to be real, then come on that call. We used to use that term, being real or something, in the old days. Are you real?
Yeah.
I guess they're ahead of their time back there in the
yeah.
60s or 70s, you know.
Having a little flash of inspiration.
Yeah.
So,
we'll go to the light ship here. We'll go for just a few minutes here.
All right.
Just to have, we'll do four rooms here. Then we'll get back and talk about maybe some clones and stuff or different things. So here we go. Going up to the light ship, your animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are invited. This only works live when you're listening right now. Will not work on the archives, but you might feel the life force energy coming to you if you're hearing this on an archive. Here we go. Going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'm yawning. Okay. And we're there now. We're going to go into the first room, which is the hot tub room. And for the people who are on the call today, the four-hour call, if you're going to be on the call tomorrow, you are on the light ship right now anyway. So here we go, going into the hot tub rooms, going into a gel that's kind of a light tan color. This will help to detoxify your body. It's going to bring the energy to you right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll go into the room that has the porpoises. So we're going to be in the water with porpoises. Here they come. Stronger. Request your healing. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Okay. And another room we'll go into is... we'll go into the room that has the, these are like small little goats. So here's the goat room. Here they come. Request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And bring in more goat energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay. And now we're going to another room here. And we'll go on to where the females can help to work with our head here. They'll do like a little facial on us. So kind of enjoy that. This will be the last room. So just kind of sit back and relax. You might feel your face kind of getting warmer. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's just enjoy that energy for a couple minutes here. Sit back and relax. And they're also working with your feet, working with your toes. You might feel yourself getting a little more relaxed. Your shoulders are being kind of rubbed down too. And kind of a nice way to end a Saturday night here. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, we'll come back from the light ship now. So our animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with us now, coming back down. Up top to five, you're going to feel the energy around you change completely. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. So, let's have a look. So, back to the clone topic, I guess. And Doina is asking, can my car be a clone?
Everything that you see here is cloned. Not that it can be, it is. They're all replicas of the real thing. Remember, everything is created here typically from the energy of mind, thoughts. Remember, your thoughts create your reality. That's what people talk about all the time in the New Age movement. So your thoughts are used to create from a thought pool, which I call the dung bowl, which is the waste products of aliens, just to be kind of a little gross here. But whenever they eat spirits, slice and dice them, including physical bodies of people, they collect this, and this is how they use the energy to remanifest thought energies of mind connected with of a spirit energy, which would be from the dung ball. And that's what you're seeing. You're seeing the manifestations of the dung ball in physical form. And that's how they create the holograms. So, it might sound kind of weird to you, but that's what it is. Back to you, Carrie. I think I heard a beep, maybe.
Oh, I didn't. Anybody on the line?
That was actually a to one of your phones.
Okay.
What happened if you're out of call waiting for the
Okay. Phone? Thank you. Okay, so Elliot has a request. He's asking, can you clear the darkness, religious, baby Jesus energy?
Yeah, here we go. I can only do one particular incident of that, because there's quite a bit there. So here we go. I want you all to think of what you have been told. A lot of times when maybe you go to a church and they talk about Jesus, you know, a Christian church typically, and they probably actually transmit maybe mind control energy patterns to you. So as a person is talking, whoever is up there giving this the service here, they may be giving you, through the aliens working through that person, mind control transmissions where you get a picture. Or maybe you're seeing a picture of baby Jesus somewhere, and you may have that still ingrained in you. So I'm going to clear the energy off of that picture, whatever that would be to you. So here we go. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So if you have a picture physically, you could look at it. It should look basically dead. Nothing there. And if you have one in your mind, mind's eye, or whatever you want to call it there, where you have a stored memory of how it looks, look at it, and it should not have any life to it whatsoever. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, we've got some beeps. I've been hearing beeps. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, there sure is. Hi, Terry. I had a pretty wild experience last night, actually. My wife and I were going to sleep, and there was this presence in the room. I was willing it to get out, and I just had a very hard time getting rid of it, and finally we were able to basically dissipate it and, you know, eventually went to sleep. Then later, while I was asleep and dreaming, the four, I don't know what else to call them, but a very tall, maybe 8 feet tall, military-looking personnel, but they looked like they were from some kind of future or high-tech, almost Battlestar Galactica kind of high-tech military-looking men with sort of longer hair appeared. One of them had long green hair. And I have never had any kind of experience like this. There were four of them. They were standing, like, guard over
wow.
us. And that's really all I remember. And this happened last night. But I did want to ask about the enlistment. When are you going to be doing that again?
When I get enough people, you know, maybe a dozen, we'll say, possibly, then I'll probably do it again. I'll have to just do it spontaneously here. So you can send an email, if you like, to the CLS questions with an S at Yahoo, and we'll just kind of get those together. And also, you know, put in your phone number just in case, you know, I do it. And I'd rather just call you first to leave a message if that's possible. But
sure.
From there, you know, the email also works. And I'll try to do it on maybe a Saturday again or something. So we'll just see what happens.
Right. Well, thank you for all you're doing and everything you're doing for all of us.
So you actually saw these green-haired, long-haired soldiers protecting you then, huh?
Yeah, one of them had green hair. It looked almost like a wig. I don't know what the green was all about, but I do recall that was vivid. And the other three had normal hair. They were all we have like 9-foot ceilings, and they were almost as tall as the ceiling.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Standing guard in their very futuristic outfit. It was absolutely realistic, in color, everything.
Wow.
Except I was just lying there instead of reacting, like you'd think I would. So,
yeah
very interesting.
So, yeah, they probably saw something happening to you when they came to your defense. So that's probably what I would say happened.
That's what we figured. Yeah.
That normally isn't the experience
they're
doing, but maybe you're just very, very sensitive, you know, and you're able to pick that up. And they could be around everybody who's working with the light ship, too.
Sure.
So it's very
possible.
You know,
we have been doing a lot of time crashes. And,
can't guarantee that, but
I know we've been clearing out a lot of stuff, so maybe we are becoming a bit more sensitive.
Yeah, very, very possible. Okay, Carrie,
great.
Back to you.
That's wonderful. Well, thanks for calling in and sharing that. That's really interesting.
Very good.
Okay, thank you.
So, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Thank you. So BDS came on the line with me, Ron, when you were talking just then, so I didn't hear what you were saying, except about the part that when you have about 12 people who like to enlist, that you'll be doing another call. And I'm not sure what you said after that, but if there is anyone out there who would like to take part in this, who isn't already, they can just send you an email, right, Ron? And you'll probably just collect those up. And I know
just first send it to the CLS questions at Yahoo, and then from there, because I get less emails there than the other ones. So.
Yeah, and I think there have been 3 or 4 already on there. So anybody who would like to do that. You know, just do that anytime, clsquestions@yahoo.com, and just say that you would like to enlist. And we're just putting those in a folder for now. And when there are enough, Ron will set up another one of the phone calls where you can all call in, and he'll bring in the energies of the military, and you can enlist.
In fact, what I will say here is we'll have to thank those soldiers for coming to your aid. In fact, it probably happens to more than one person, so you may not be able to sense them, but they are watching over the people that are on the path of ascension, because that's why they're here, basically, because the Earth would no longer be here because of that ascension time point, which means that the darkness would have taken it offline and got rid of it so nobody could ascend here. So they're actually on an ascension mission, so to speak. Also, they're here because their timeline from the future would no longer exist. So for some people, it could be, if they see this, something in the room, they might first get afraid, because naturally it's something that you don't know what it is. But if they do look like soldiers, you know, they will be okay. And you may not know that until after the fact. But, you know, they are here to give assistance. Naturally, the light doesn't do that. So I got to clarify that. The light ship will not come to your aid, because it can't, because of free will, free choice. But the soldiers are doing this here. I at times will see them around me when I do different things. And, in fact, I could bring them in if you people would like to. If you don't want them to come into your room, just say no, and you can actually feel their presence. Now, typically, because they are in full battle armor, we'll say, with their weapons, everything else, their protective coats on, whatever they're using, it may feel a little heavy, and you're going to be sensing energy that is typically not of this world at this time. So it may be a completely foreign energy to you, and that might make you feel a little uneasy. But if you wish to, I'll bring those in, the soldiers in, and you can request whatever particular group you would like, whether it be a French group of soldiers, maybe some from Alaska, possibly. They're fighting there, too. There's different tribes, Eskimos that have enrolled, okay. Might be the Africans. It could be the Russians. It could be the Germans. You know, they're, you know, from A to Z there. You know, but I haven't ever seen the Japanese yet. I think they're doing something else on the surface. So, but I don't have any intel on that. But I'll bring in what you choose to bring in. Remember, the United States of America military is the ones that are heading all of this up here. Yeah, I think I said Chinese. Hopefully I did. Okay. So typically, and the Chinese are not involved with alien stuff that I have found out yet, okay, as of this moment. So here we go. We'll bring in whatever particular countries, soldiers that you'd like to have right now. And how many, it's hard to say. It could be, you know, a few, maybe 2 to 3. Typically, I think they're probably going to be at least 6 to maybe 20. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to bring them in. And they're going to be around you in the room. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. They're starting to come in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we'll see how you people feel. Well, we can leave them here till the end of the show if you like. You know, you can ask them to stay longer. I don't know if they're... Let's see. I guess the comment would be, well, gee, you know, I have my clothes on and I got to take a shower tonight. Are they going to be looking at me, you know, like peeping Toms, you know, as I'm taking my shower or something? I don't know what to say on that one. So typically, I think they would probably allow you the dignity to, you know, to undress, and you can just tell them to leave too. So anyway, that's just something that, you know, would probably come up with some people, maybe all of you. So here we go. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. We have quite a few questions. We've got about 10 minutes left. Doina is asking, is this show a clone? Could this show be cloned?
Yeah, but normally when you're on this show, I'm on one timeline, and you're connected to my timeline. So you're in my reality. But, yeah, if you doze off or do something, it could be possible that you could be hearing a clone program. But as you're listening to me right now, you should be typically, I'd say 100% of the time, in my reality, which is on one timeline. I don't switch timelines, and I don't have clones. That's why I bypass the alien Galactic Federation of Light, whatever word you want to call it out there, the Space Brothers. I do not belong to their organization whatsoever. In fact, that's what I'm battling, and that's what these soldiers are battling too. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Kathy was mentioning that she got a new computer just for doing clearing, and she's asking if you would declone all computers. You did that one time on a show before, I remember.
Sure. Here we go, everybody. So just look at your computer here and know that it should look or change maybe the way it looks back at you, because you're looking at it. It's looking at you, probably. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'm going to make it real now. I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go.
Wow.
So Everett has a military background of 4 generations. So very possibly, Everett, if you're enlisted or if you're going to be, you could be working with your parents, grandparents, and going up the line with these people side by side, if you wish, if they'll allow you to do that, and they probably would. You'll be seeing them probably when they initially enlisted, we'll just say, you know, around the age of 20. So that's very interesting. So if you see or kind of sense that if you are enlisted, and these people sort of look like you, it's very possible they are your relatives. So that's quite interesting. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Alex is saying, this is comments on the soldiers that you brought into our homes, Ron. One had sensors in his helmet scanning for intruders he picked up while protecting me. Heavy and serious energy, and he's asking, is this how they live all the time?
They do have emotions, yes. I would say yes, mainly because they're very serious, okay? Because they're in battle continuously, just about. They do have time off, but, you know, when they get called upon to do something, and if they're coming to be with you in your house, they're on full alert. To look for aliens that could be messing with you. So, yeah, they aren't going to be, you know, joking, you know, playing cards or something. They're going to be scanning with their devices to probably take out whatever is going to be coming towards you. So, yes, they will be very serious. because their job is very, very serious. Remember, if they weren't here, we would not be living on this earth any longer. Back to you, Carrie.
That's very intense. Spirit is saying the presence of soldiers brings big peace in the house. And Bonnie says her room energy got very heavy. Everett says his dog lifted his head, looking around. My cat looked up, too, when he brought them in. What was the other one I was going to read? Okay, I've lost. Yeah, I don't see it. Okay. Quick question back to when you were decloning the Christmas trees, Ron. Monica was asking, does that bring the tree spirit back into them?
Yes, it more than likely will. But remember, the tree spirit, if the tree has a spirit, then it also has its creation energy. So remember, you have the blueprint, and then you have the spirit. So the tree will live without a spirit, just like your body can. It could be both ways. So if it's a tree that was, cut down and you have in your house, then I don't think that spirit of the tree would want to come into it because it doesn't want to suffer. So it would just be the energy from the blueprint being energized again from the tree. Back to you, Carrie.
All right, and then a little bit ago you were talking about the dung pile, the dung ball, and Keith is just asking, what is that? Is it a clone factory?
Yeah, in a sense, the dung ball is what is used. It has spirit fragments in it, we'll call it that, that have been sliced and diced and cut up that don't hold any kind of spirit energy, but they're there. So it does hold some kind of light, but the light that each one of these little pieces have is not an integrity from the whole, but it does carry some of the energy, and that's what they're using to do that. From there, the dung ball is used with the clone factories, yes, and also used to manifest the holograms. So this is, and it's about the size of the Earth, this dung ball thing. We tried to destroy it maybe, a week and a half ago or something, I'm guessing. Could not do that because the light just kept going into it and trying to find sources of light. And it couldn't really distinguish what was there, but there was light there. So like it was a black hole, so to speak. So we had to stop that, and we were going to and probably did put it into a gigantic quarantine center to try to save what was in there to see if we can get it back together again to pull the light out of it. So that's what is used for the holograms. So this is just one of them. There could be a lot of them out there. And so that's what the dung ball is used for. So everything that you're looking at, just kind of picture this as the what creates the holograms, the glue, the manifestation energy of whatever it is, because it's all a fabrication. That's why when it becomes real, when you look at it, all of a sudden you go, wow, this thing was real once upon a time from heart energy, and then the darkness took the heart out of it, we'll say, the spirit energy. And then they had to recreate it again, and they used the dung ball energy along with whatever else they needed here on this planet to make it from heart energy to mind energy. Now you have a physical thing in front of you. That's why everything changes. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Let's see. Alex has a question about the soldiers. We'll go back to that topic for a moment here. He's saying that the ones he noticed were very big. They're around 7 to 8 feet tall. And he's asking, what is the body armor made of, and are they just taller in the future?
It all depends how they choose to manifest their bodies. So it could be. Kind of hard to answer that question, okay? The Now, the body armor, why don't you hold out your right hand, everybody, put your palm up, and what I'll do is give you a piece of my body armor that I use. Here we go. I'll count to 10 to bring it into the palm of your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. So we'll see if you can feel that energy there. Back to you, Terry.
Okay. I feel something, but I don't know how to describe it. I'm feeling a temperature change, but I don't know which direction it's going. And I feel almost like it's moving around. I bet there are people that are seeing this, so maybe you could type in if you're seeing something on your hand. That would be interesting. Okay, let's have a look. Holly is saying, thank you, soldiers, for fighting for us. Are they all human beings that have lived on this Earth? I'm just wondering if there are any other races from any other planets, and that's why some people are seeing much taller soldiers, Ron.
To my knowledge, almost all of them would be people that lived here.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what I would probably say, you know.
And Hector is on.
We can go over a little bit. Maybe Don's listening. If we can go over 5 minutes, possibly. We'll just see if he can hear.
Okay.
He hears us here.
So, okay. Hector is asking, do soldiers timeline jump? Hector's asking.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they do jump timelines, yeah. Because that's how they got here. So they're jumping timelines. I don't know if they're jumping timelines as they do battles or not, but they do have to find the energy of who's fighting you, and they do follow those out, yes.
So the more timeline crashes we do, the less they have to do, in a way. So that's another reason for us to keep timeline crashing, I would think, Ron.
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh. Plus you don't get abducted as often.
Yeah.
That's why I say do your whole lot of emotional healing, people, if you haven't done it. And then do the timeline crashing so that whatever emotions you still are dealing with, which probably won't be too many once you get that whole slate cleaned off, but, you know, things do come up, then they abduct you from that. So that's kind of how it works. So by doing a timeline crash without the emotional whole lifetime clearing, it's like a Band-Aid. The other way, it takes away a lot of stuff. And they may not ever join you again. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right. And Cindy's asking, are the enlisted consciously aware of what they do and who they see?
Yes.
Okay.
They definitely are, uh-huh.
Okay. So maybe, let's see, I haven't heard whether we can go over. Did you get a little voice in your ear, Ron?
I don't know. I was talking.
Yeah,
now we can just
okay.
End the show now, I guess.
Well, maybe we should mention then that tomorrow starts your Sunday 8-hour intensive, and there'll be three of those, the three Sundays coming up starting tomorrow, and that's at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. You can sign up if you haven't already on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. Just go down, I think on the left side there is somewhere lowish down is where you hit. Is it under conference calls, Ron? I never remember where it is that you go.
Well, I think it is. I think it is located there.
Yeah, sorry. I should have looked before I said that. But anyway, and also you can send Ron an email. Ron checks his emails about in that hour before the call starts, and it is 8 hours. You don't have to be on the phone the whole time. If you have other things that you need to go do, you can be on absentee. Just let Ron know, or you can call in and listen to everything that's happening. So if you're feeling and seeing things, you'll know why, or you'll know the specifics of why, I should say. And Ron does a lot of water charging on these calls, which is very, very helpful. and then, of course, the next BBS show is Monday, Station 1, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern, and then that's followed by the Monday hour plus of decloning that starts at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. So what else, Ron? Anything else you want to add to that?
No, that's it. We got the clone call coming up, so by all means, if you're interested, you know, come on the call. It'll be on Monday. So, 5:30 PST. So we'll see you later, everybody. Thank you. And if you want the soldiers to stay for a while, you can invite them. Maybe kind of like the days, you know, when you believed in Santa Claus, maybe they may want to have a cookie and some ice cream, you know, with some hot fudge on it or something, you know, I don't know. I'm just kind of being funny here, but, you know, they may want to have a treat because they are viewing you just like, you know, you're viewing them. So, you know, who knows? Well, this, you know, remember, this is like our Friday sci-fi paranormal show. But you can thank them for helping you out. Maybe they can communicate with you. Maybe they've been with you many, many times since it started. And maybe they can give you some information, possibly. You know, but that's between you and them. It has nothing to do with me. So I'll take away the energy that I gave people of the protection that I have, a piece of it there. So here we go. Taking it away from you. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. And it's up to you to have the soldiers last and stay as long as they would like to. So blessings to all of you. Thank you, and thank you, Carrie. Good night, everybody. Hope you all enjoyed this program.